everybody to A Cast of the Past, where best friends get together to talk about old games in a new light and sometimes gaming topics. Today is one of those days. I'm Josh.
And I'm Tom.
And today we're going to play another game. So a couple weeks ago we had a game where we were betting against Smash Brothers characters that are going to be coming out. So we decided to do something fun, something we saw on Twitter.
Yeah.
And who showed us this on Twitter here, Tom?
If I remember correctly, it was the Remember This Game podcast. They are a great podcast, by the way. Definitely would recommend them. They cover classic games with a lot of fun energy and banter. Good stuff. But yes, you can follow them on Twitter at Member The Game. That's at M-E-M-B-E-R, The Game. You know, Member?
Oh, Member?
Yes, but they were, this was going around. It's kind of a version of Fuck, Marry, Kill, you know, where you pick three somethings in a category, and it's what would you interact with once, what would you interact with for life, and what would you never interact with.
Right.
In a sexual way.
Oh,
but
my God.
This spin is a little bit more wholesome. It's, as the name states, play, remake, erase. You're presented with three video games, and they usually have something in common. And the gimmick is, what would you play, you know, like once, or I guess just play always? What would you play only if they remade it? And what would you erase from history? What do you think out of the three is just pointless and worthless?
See, I looked at it as, what would you play forever?
Mm-hmm.
What is one of these games that you would want to have remade?
Okay.
And then what's one you want, you know, whatever one's left is the one that gets erased from history.
I like that. Let's go with that for okay. How we're going to play the game today.
Because like every game that I've picked and I chose, I'm like, oh man, like it's really hard picking your favorite child.
Yes. And Josh and I have specifically challenged ourselves to make sure that we picked specific gaming categories or franchises, more specifically, that we know the other are highly passionate about. So, Josh, I'm hoping I put you on the spot here. I want you, when you argue, and both of us, that should be the rule. We have to really justify why we're making each choice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah, so if you want to really get a good window into our gaming psyche, this is a good episode for that.
So,
our tastes.
I want you to go first, though, Tom, because I, once again, I've over chose. And I have 10 selections here, so I want to make
Josh.
Sure that I don't screw anything up for you.
Josh is the Hermione Granger of the podcast, and I'm the Ron Weasley. I show up with the bare minimum. If Josh tells me to get five franchises, I get them, and then I'm done. So, all right, I'm going to throw you one I'm sure you expected, and one that I kind of just wanted to get out of the way.
Okay.
So, the first, I'm going to offer you three games from the Resident Evil franchise. And I made sure I picked three games that had not had an extensive recent remake. So, Josh, of these three, what would you play, remake, or erase? Resident Evil 1, Resident Evil Code Veronica, and Resident Evil 0.
Now, is 1 the PlayStation 1 version or the
I'm going to go with the original OG 1.
Okay, then I will play Resident Evil 1. I will remake Code Veronica, and I will delete or erase Resident Evil 0.
Okay.
Resident Evil 1 is a game that, man, it just, I remember playing it when I was a kid and being terrified and spookied of it. And it's one of those, it's so cheesy and campy B-movie good that it's still enjoyable to this day. And you better watch out, because there's probably going to be a Let's Play of it coming up here on our Twitch channel.
What's the line? You were almost a Jill sandwich.
Exactly. Like, come on. Wow. What a mansion. Yeah, I mean, it's so good. Code Veronica is usually the one that's always left off of a lot of people's lists. And I think that should be the next game that gets remade. But they're probably going to end up remaking 4. But Code Veronica is a great story. Came out, it was exclusive at first to the Dreamcast, and then it went on to being on every other console. You can actually pick it up on the Xbox One now and the PlayStation 4, which are fantastic games.
Okay.
And then Zero was good. It took a lot of what the Resident Evil 1 remake did and tried to do something a little different with it, and what it did was made you choose between two characters, constantly switching back, and just the story wasn't super great. It tried to be like what happened before Resident Evil 1, like what happened like hours before the first game. And while Rebecca and Billy are good characters in the game just doesn't stand what the other entries of the franchise were able to do. It's good by itself, but I don't need to ever play it again.
Okay, fair enough. So Josh, why don't you hit me up? Let's put me on the spot.
I'm gonna give you a tough one right off the bat. Okay. So mine, I have ones that are franchise ones, but I also have ones that are games that are near and dear to Tom's heart that are very similar to each other.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Let's go into Tom's psyche of Banjo-Kazooie,
mm-hmm.
Mega Man Legends, and Mario 64.
Ooh, so three 3D exploratory games that I all played on the N64, and, you know, collection is a part of all of them. I'd play Banjo-Kazooie, because I would always play Banjo-Kazooie. I would remake Mega Man Legends, and I would erase Mario 64.
Ooh.
So, Banjo-Kazooie is just video game comfort food for me, you know? It's like pizza, I can play it anytime, and it's always good. And even, you know, in the case of my playthrough that I did recently on the Twitch and YouTube, you know, even if I find some rough spots about it, it's still pizza, you know? So yeah. I could still get into it no matter what. Mega Man Legends, I would honestly love to see a ground-up remake of that. It's almost the black sheep of the Mega Man series in that it has not gotten an extensive amount of games or support from Capcom. You know, Battle Network had more games than that. Whatever the Mega Man Star Force, I believe is what it was called.
Well, what about Mega Man Soccer?
Oh, you know, we're getting into way other things here, but I'm just saying, mainline narrative-based adventure Mega Man games, Legends seems to kind of have been shoved to the side. I would love to see that updated with quality of life improvements and all of that just brought up to a kind of a more polished standard, because there was good stuff in that game. And then Mario 64, I would say I would erase it, because the 3D Mario game was perfected by Super Mario Odyssey. And as much love as I have for Mario 64, and as important as I think it is to gaming history, I've got Odyssey. I even got Galaxy. So, you know, I've got two superior games right there that I would totally go to.
See, I always think too, like, what if, like, you erase this game and then everything that followed didn't come after, you know what I mean?
Well,
like, that
you
would
know,
be a completely different conversation, I think.
We should have put that in the rules up top, but we're stuck with where we are now.
Right,
so,
because
you know,
that's the thing.
Fun.
Like, if you get rid of Banjo, then you don't get Banjo-Tooie or Nuts and Bolts or what other... Oh, the one for the Game Boy Advance that came out?
Grunty's Revenge, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but we didn't do that, so now we're faced with our decisions.
No, I think it's fine, yeah.
But Josh, I need to hear some more decisions from you. So up next, I'm just going to present you with a critically acclaimed, commercially successful trilogy of games, and I just want to hear you pick what you'd keep and what you wouldn't. So, the Grand Theft Auto trilogy that started in 2001 with Grand Theft Auto 3 was followed in 2002 with Vice City, and then was kind of capped in 2004 with Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Tell me what you would do with these three games.
So, I thought you were going to do this. I really did. And I was debating with people at work, and everyone thought I was crazy for my answer.
I like crazy. Go ahead.
I would play three. No.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
No. I would play Vice City. I would remake three.
Oh.
And I would erase San Andreas.
Please tell me why.
San Andreas was too RPG. It wasn't Grand Theft Auto. I don't want to have to go and work out. If I wanted to go work out, I would have actually just gone and done it. I don't want to have to play it inside of a game. I don't want to have to go to a restaurant and have to order food. This isn't Cooking Mama. This is Grand Theft Auto.
Okay.
What the world looks like in GTA 5 or GTA 4, having 3 remade like that with the story of 3 with Michael Madsen? I mean,
okay.
Come on. I mean, Vice City is just almost perfect. It's the best. It's the best soundtrack.
Yeah.
The best gameplay, the best world, I think, in all of those three games. I think the world of Vice City and the islands and the characters that you meet inside that game are so memorable compared to the other two that Vice City doesn't need to get touched.
Okay. Interesting choices. I don't necessarily agree with San Andreas needing to be erased. But, you know, hey, I will agree Vice City is the best out of that trilogy. I love that game so much. So, Josh, why don't you make me make some crazy controversial choices? Come on,
crazy, controversial. Blah, 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 blah. Crazy, controversial. Nope, I still can't say it.
It's fine.
Donkey Kong 64, Donkey Kong Country 2, Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze.
Well, I'll say I would play Tropical Freeze. I would remake 64, and I would erase Country 2.
Country 2 is the one that everyone says is the best Donkey Kong game. And apparently those people have just never played Tropical Freeze.
Tropical Freeze is effing incredible.
Yes, it is.
For a modern day two side-scrolling platformer. Just impeccable. Definitely have to keep it as play. I would love to see Donkey Kong 64 remade because it's one of those things where I think it had a lot of potential that was steered in the wrong direction, if you will. You know, I think if you remade that game and really pumped the brakes on the collectathon and the not exactly polished way that like collectibles are laid out with the character switching, you know, like that's a game that just needs a few quality of life improvements to be something much greater than it was. And then Country 2, you know, I don't know. I think Country 1 was honestly the best of the Super Nintendo side scrollers. They're all good, but I don't know, like just with that order, that's just what I have to get rid of personally, you know?
I actually prefer Country 1 over Country 2. I just think the dynamic between Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong and the levels, I just thought were just more enjoyable and more fun.
Sure,
in the first one, but I mean, to each their own, as long as it's not Country 3.
At that one, I haven't even played that one that much, but yeah, I'm one all the way personally. Right. So, all right, Josh, now I have to give you three the hard way. So let's get down to a little series called Pokemans. So this is Pokemon, but it's across the spectrum of Pokemon games because I really wanted to pick three tough ones for you. Okay.
Okay.
Diamond and Pearl, Pokemon Stadium, and the Game Boy Color Pokemon trading card game. Your silence tells me I have put you in quite a spot.
I would play the trading card game.
Oh.
I would remake Diamond, Platinum, and Pearl. And then I would erase Pokemon Stadium. Because erasing Pokemon Stadium, what did I lose? I lose the mini games and I lose the battle mechanics that are actually in the regular game itself.
You lose Clefairy Says.
That's true. I do lose Clefairy Says. And I do also lose the ability to plug my Game Boy games into my N64 to play them on my TV. Like,
you also lose Distressed Lickitung after he's eating
so much sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the trading card game is awesome. Even the new revamped version of the trading card game, but you said the Game Boy Color. I do enjoy the Game Boy Color version of that too. I thought it was just so awesome that they put the trading card game in digital format for you to take on the go. And I just thought that was great because like, oh, I don't want to buy cards and stuff like that. Well, I'll just keep playing in the game to keep building decks and stuff like that. That's awesome. And Diamond, Platinum, and Pearl. Platinum is next to Heart Gold and Soul Silver. Platinum is my favorite Pokemon game of all time. And I wanted it to get remade. And I thought that special announcement that we got a couple weeks ago was going to be that. But instead, we got Pokemon League of Legends.
We got Pokemoba.
Yeah.
I just would say it's your picks. You know, I respect you. My thing. Out of those three, I would remake the trading card game just because I would love to see the little quest narrative that game had of, you know, becoming the trading card game master within that world. I would love to see a new version of that with the updated mechanics, you know, GX, EX, V cards, you know, like thrown in there. I really would like to see that.
Well, so I'm not going to use my Pokemon one now against you.
Oh. Also, can we talk about how cringy it is that Pokemon unleashed a new card format called V cards? Like, just way to open their fan base to just more bullying. Yo, is that your V card?
Yes.
Well, yes, it is.
I have lots of them.
Tom.
Yes.
BioShock.
Oh, well.
Dead Space.
Oh.
Resident Evil 4.
Play BioShock now and forever. Masterpiece. Remake Resident Evil. I really like that game's narrative and everything it does with the Resident Evil formula, and I would just love to see it, you know, polished and fixed, you know. And I'm sorry, I gotta erase Dead Space. I don't have anything inherently wrong with Dead Space, but I can't pick it over the two other possibilities. You know, I would never give up BioShock for either of those. And if Dead Space were remade, I think it would just be a graphical update. You know, it's everything else about it works, so I don't need to see a remake of it. I know that it works well and how it works. So, yeah, I would be more interested to see how a polished Resident Evil 4 remake would look in the upcoming generation we're going to be in, hypothetically, you know? You're mad? I know you're mad.
Well, I think Dead Space is better than the other two.
I know you do.
Of those three games, I think Dead Space is the best.
I think, but you picked this question to see if you're going to fire me from the podcast or not.
Well, I was going to see how loyal you actually were to Resident Evil 4. That's pretty much what I was testing on that one.
Hey, that's fine. This bit will never die. So, my next one for you. This was originally going to be, I was going to give you the Arkham trilogy and just ask you to pick.
It's too easy.
It's too easy because we know what I know what you would erase. It's one everyone would erase. So I decided to look to the broader scope of Batman games, and I picked three that I think you would have quite the passion for. And so here are your choices, Josh, of Batman games. Batman and Robin from the Sega Genesis, Arkham City, and Batman 89, the NES adaptation of the Michael Keaton, Tim Burton Batman film with Purple Batman.
Okay. I would play Arkham City because I don't think it needs to get messed with at all. Now, you said Batman and Robin, The Adventures of Batman and Robin, but you said for the Genesis, right?
That's the one I'm most familiar with.
Okay, because I don't know if it got a Super one's really good.
Okay, I know the Sega Genesis one from its banging soundtrack personally. Yeah. So
I would probably remake that because the animated series is just so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then, unfortunately, I would have to erase the 89 Keaton Batman game. It's just not a like good Batman game. It's just one of those, like, actually the Game Boy version of that game I think is much better, which is even
interesting,
which is crazy. It's more simplistic, but there's like full-on levels where you can fly the Batwing through and all kinds of stuff. Like, there's more variety in that one. But yeah, I think remaking something from the animated series, and then, because I thought you were going to say Batman Vengeance.
And I thought about it.
Batman Vengeance is probably one of the best Batman games.
I should have thrown it on there.
I know. I was scared because I was like, oh God, he's going to make me choose between City and Vengeance.
And I did not in this case. But what are you going to make me choose between, Josh? What's up next?
Diddy Kong Racing, F-Zero, GX, Star Wars Pod Racer.
Interesting. This isn't entirely fair, but that's the point of this game. I want a remake of Diddy Kong Racing. I want that multi-vehicle selection brought back and polished up to modern standards. I want the really unique courses and boss races brought back. And I want the adventure mode brought back and given another shot. I would absolutely love to see that game remade in a world where, you know, Mario Kart 8 and Crash Nitro exists. You know, let's see what Diddy Kong could have evolved into if it had kept going. I play Pod Racer because Pod Racer is a jam. Like, that's the backstory behind my relationship with that game. I'm not going to lie. The Christmas of the year that came out, I wanted Jet Force Gemini really bad, and my parents got me Pod Racer. And I guess maybe it's just because the store was sold out of Jet Force Gemini, and I was upset because I was like, this isn't what I wanted, because I was a stupid little kid.
Yep.
But I played it, and it was actually amazing and the best. So, yeah, absolutely. Podracer.
Fun story,
and then I just
about
have
Podracer, though, for me, real uh-huh. quick.
Yeah.
I've only really ever played it on PC.
Mm, okay.
And, like, I put, oh, man, close to hundreds of hours into that game because it's nice. So good.
Nice. No, that's awesome. That's awesome.
But now your idea, but your mindset behind F-Zero?
F-Zero, I think F-Zero just, its time came and went. You know, I don't know. They're fun games. They're not bad games at all. And their spirit has lived on thanks to, like, Nintendo preserving it in things like Smash Brothers and Mario Kart. You know, great soundtrack, great mechanics, cool, like, breakneck ideas. But I don't know. If F-Zero was going to come back, it was going to come back. I don't love it enough to like, want to protect it. So, yeah, from those choices, I would have to erase that. And it's not malice. It's just...
I love the GameCube F-Zero. I just thought it was so sleek and so polished for what the GameCube could do. And then you see that Sega made it, and it's like, that really has Sega's arcade touch all over it, because it looked like an arcade game that Sega would have made.
Well, there was an arcade version too. Yeah. Maybe that's something for the future, Josh, something for the show. We'll have to see. Okay. We'll have to see if we can find an arcade anyway. So I'm going to cap you off with a choice that just screams, Josh, a choice that, it should resonate with your, was it your left arm?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the buttons?
Yeah.
So I'm about to present three Harmonix music games. We have Guitar Hero 2, we have the Beatles Rock Band, and we have Guitar Hero Rock the 80s.
Play Beatles.
Okay.
Remake Guitar Hero 2, and then erase the 80s. The 80s was, it has a lot of good songs on it. But it didn't have the same impact, I think. And it didn't hit me. Like, I love, don't get me wrong, I absolutely love 80s music. And I'm huge into the whole Hair Nation. But 2 was filled with 90s alternative.
Yeah.
And it had great DLC packs. And the games... even if you played it on the Xbox 360 when it got released later down the road, it had additional songs on it. That was the one that pretty much took the world by storm. And that's one of those things, like, if they redid it in Guitar Hero 3's button scheme and this the engine that they use for Guitar Hero 3, that would have been probably the most perfect rhythm game next to some of the Rock Band franchise. But then going to the Rock Band franchise, Beatles, I mean, Beatles are the Beatles, and the rock band engine hasn't really changed, and it doesn't need to, because if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right.
So just keep playing it. And the Beatles are timeless. So you have a timeless band, timeless game mechanics. Why does it need to get remade?
I hear you. Yeah, this one was difficult because I wanted to make it Guitar Hero-ish, but I needed to find a better uniting theme. And I didn't want to include Rock Band through most of the list because you can transfer your libraries. So, like you said, nothing's really changing from Rock Band to Rock Band. Correct. If you're keeping your library active. So that was my logic. I agree with what you said about Guitar Hero 2. I think of the Guitar Hero mainline games, that probably has the soundtrack that's closest to my heart. You know, the push Lady Lightning, there's just so many. That's where I got introduced to Freeze Pop.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero 2, just there's so many either like classic rock songs that like were reawakened in me, or just new kinds of music from different multiple genres and artists.
Strutter.
That Guitar Hero, I had Strutter was something that Josh and I competed back and forth. That was like the only song I could expert at the time, and I would always come over your house and try to beat your 5-star score, and then you would just pick it up and be like, "We don't need done," and then just destroy me. So yeah, and then Rock the 80s. You know, I kind of expected you to erase that. It was, you know, DLC sold as a separate disc because DLC wasn't as prevalent, basically. So fair enough. Okay. I respect your choices. I respect them.
So I'm going to give you my last one here, but then I'm going to follow up with two more, but those ones, I don't want you to go into super detail about it. I just want you to do kind of a rapid fire one when it comes to them. So my last one that I have for you here, Link to the Past, Super Mario World, Super Metroid.
Play Super Metroid because I think it's flawless. remake Super Mario World as a 3D game, erase A Link to the Past, erase our namesake.
I made that one. That was the first one I made, and I was like, this is probably the hardest decision I would have to make.
Okay.
Because those are three flawless games.
For some reason, and I hope I don't break your heart too much, but see, I started Zelda on Ocarina of Time. So the 3D Zelda standard is kind of what I was indoctrinated through. And I just have a really difficult time getting into any of the top-down 2D Zeldas. The Oracle ones are the only ones I can say I've completed beginning to end. A Link to the Past, I just start it and I get a little bit and I'm just kind of, I just lose steam with it.
Okay.
And it's just, it's a taste thing for me.
Did you play Link's Awakening?
Yes, never finished it.
Oh.
Same thing, I just lose steam. I can't explain it. But if you were to win the if you were to win the Smash Brothers bet and, you know, tell me I have to play it, I will do it for you.
Oh, that's nice. That's so sweet.
But for right now, Erasure. Yeah. Super Metroid, perfect game. Love Super Metroid.
Yeah,
so well constructed, well paced, great challenge, great exploration.
Just the atmosphere, the music.
Yeah, the music. You love to see it. Oh. And then Mario World, that's probably my favorite 2D Mario. You know, I would put Super Mario Brothers 2 at the top because Toad's in it, but that's not there's a debate of whether that's a pure Mario game. So I'll just say Super Mario World is the best 2D Mario game. So let's turn Dinosaur Land into a 3D explorable kingdom, a la, you know, Delfino Island in Mario Sunshine, or, you know, the world in Super Mario Odyssey. I would love to explore Dinosaur Land in like a 3D capacity. Just saying. So that would be my remake pick. So those are our mainline choices.
That was it. Yeah.
You want to throw some fun ones at me.
Yeah, I'm going to throw some fun ones here, but we had a lot of good, they were hard. They were difficult. So,
yeah.
But let's you know, let our hair down a little bit now. I'm going to rapid fire a couple of these off for you here, Tom. Last remaining ones. And you two at home, leave them in the comment. Let us know what you think. What would you choose as well? So
absolutely. And even pitch us new categories. We'll answer them in the comments.
We can do that. We can also do another episode if we come up with more.
Yeah, totally down.
Mario 64, Star Fox 64, Ocarina of Time.
Play Star Fox. I don't really want to see either one remake, either Mario or Ocarina remade. I don't know. Because I feel like I've just played everything I can get out of them. I don't want to take too much time. So I'm just going to say I'll play Star Fox 64. Remake Mario 64, but with a compelling gimmick. You know, a Cappy.
Yeah.
Or a Cappy of its own.
Yeah.
And then erase Ocarina of Time, because now that I played Breath of the Wild, there's truly very few Zelda games I want to go back to playing in their style after I played Breath of the Wild. Like, freedom was just too much.
But
if you
erase Ocarina of Time, you still got Majora's Mask.
Yeah. Well, there's that too, you know. So yeah. But yeah. I'm going to throw a fun one at you while we're letting our hair down. I'll throw one at you.
Okay.
Mario side activities. Mario Golf, Mario Party, or Mario Kart. And we'll just say, I mean, each of those entire series.
Okay. So, play Kart.
Okay.
Remake Golf. Get rid of Party.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Just
not a fan of Party?
I'm a fan of Party. But speaking of Mario Party, Mario Party 2, Mario Party 7, or Mario Party 4?
Is that what you're hitting me with?
That's what I'm hitting you with.
Remake 2, play 7, erase 4.
Which
I know
is
4
funny,
is like
because 4 is like the love. Yeah, that's like the apparently the critically acclaimed best Mario.
Yeah.
But
all right. That's fine, man. Yeah.
Street Fighter 2, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, Mortal Kombat 2.
Play Mortal Kombat 2. Remake Marvel vs. Capcom 2, erase Street Fighter 2.
Yep, that's the right answer.
Because Marvel vs. Capcom, you're gonna get some Street Fighter love in there anyway. So, like, what do you need both for?
Correct. And my last one for you. So you did a Pokemon one.
So you had a Pokemon one?
I had a Pokemon one here.
Okay.
Pokemon the Trading Card Game, Pokemon Puzzle League, and Pokemon Pinball.
Remake the Trading Card Game. Play Pinball, erase Puzzle League. I don't know. Puzzle League. Okay. I didn't play it, but I'm not really like usually into things like that. You know, Tetris is fine. Tetris is great, but I don't know. I don't assume I know what Puzzle League exactly is, but it looks like Bejeweled or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it was along the lines of like Yoshi's Cookie, stuff like that.
Yeah, not for me personally. I got one more for you that I just thought up on the spot here. So let me hit you up with this. WrestleMania 2000, SmackDown versus Raw 2007, or WWE 2K13?
Oh my God. Okay, so when I was originally thinking of all this, my original mindset was WrestleMania 2000, SmackDown versus Raw 2007, and SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain.
Oh, I shot right over that one. I was trying to go for different eras.
That was my original mindset for one of these. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to do that because Tom's not going to pick a wrestling one. And then you did that. I was like, oh, wait, are we going to pick the same ones? So it is Remake 2000, play. Okay. Remake 2000, play 07, erase 13.
Oof. Why 13? Why does that get the chopping block in particular?
It didn't have an impact to me like the other two did.
I should have gone with Here Comes the Pain.
Here Comes the Pain is the best wrestling game ever made. Best story mode, best game mechanics, best roster. It is the best wrestling game, hands down. But that wasn't a part of the list, so that's why we're getting rid of 13.
All right. Totally fine.
But yes, once again, that has been a Cast of the Past with our first ever play, remake, erase. If you like what you saw, please let us know. Leave it in the comments. Let us know alternative ones that we could do as well. Or maybe add them to an upcoming episode. Or tell us what you thought. Or if we got something wrong in the game, because we're never wrong.
Never. This is objective truth, this show.
Exactly. Yeah. But until next time, this has been Josh.
And Tom.
And we'll see you in the future. Well, that's all the time that we can spend in the past. So thanks for listening. Subscribe to A Cast of the Past on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. And stay up to date with the Cast of the Past by making sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. There you can be the first to know when new episodes drop, as well as joining in on discussions on all things gaming. And until next time, we'll see you in the future.